Let's give a little bit of background on the Buffalo Niagara Concert Band. Who makes up this band that's made up of 75 musicians?
Some teach professionally, a good portion, actually, maybe it's 30% or so. But beyond that, it's probably a few more students, and then people from all walks of life, bus drivers, accountants, lawyers, CPAs, other professionals.
Now, how long have you been with the group?
We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary as Buffalo Niagara Concert Band. Prior to that, we actually formed out of the merger of the Niagara Frontier Concert Band and the Amherst Community Band. Both of us rehearsed on the same night, literally at the same time. Niagara Frontier was brass heavy. Amherst Community was woodwind heavy. So we merged 10 years ago, and it's been awesome since. But in total, I think I've been with the group about 14 years.
What's one of the biggest positive changes you've seen from your time with the band?
Growth as a group. So we've started, and over the years, musicality has grown significantly, and it's changed the sound of the band. You could go back to something from 10 years, and it might be a little rough to listen to in comparison to where we are today. We actually just won the Sudler Silver Scroll from the John Philip Sousa Foundation, and we're the first band in New York State to win that award. So it's pretty prestigious, and we're very proud of that.
So tell me about your collaborative concert tonight with the Buffalo Gay Men's Chorus.
$5 of every ticket sold will benefit Gay and Lesbian Youth Services of Western New York. They help the youth of the area in their struggles with identifying as LGBTQ. As you can imagine, being a teenager, teenage years are just rough, period. When you add on something that is questionable in society, it makes it that much harder to cope with life. So we're looking to raise awareness around that and help out a local organization that supports that.
And how did that connection come to be, too? That's not a pairing right away that you think of. I mean, musically kind of is, but right away, how did that connection come to be?
Well, our director's daughter came out as lesbian recently, so there's that side of it. And it was right around the time that the music for our fall concert for the season was being planned. And as the pieces were being picked out, it was noticed that there were colors in nearly every title of every piece. So it kind of came together as a rainbow of songs. And with her daughter just coming out, all the pieces came together.
Do you think music helps bring people together when coming to talk about and accept others who are going through these things, like talking about LGBTQ issues?
100%. There's a number of pieces selected that have a story. They have a struggle, or they come to a realization, or it's just a celebration. Our opening piece is very cool. It's called Purple Whispers, and it starts with the band just whispering, because that's what people hear about. And it totally sets the mood for the whole program. The group didn't really hesitate to do it, though, because when you think about a family, you've got someone in your family or someone in your family knows someone that identifies as LGBTQ. So you've seen that person go through the experience of questioning all the way through the spectrum of I'm out, potentially, or they will be eventually. So it just felt very natural because everybody knows somebody that's gone through or is going through that whole spectrum of experiences.